And in our conversation corner today, we're joined by the architect Tim Horton, who was appointed in July to a new position as Commissioner for Integrated Design for the South Australian Government. The purpose of this new commission is to provide advice to the government about the increasingly complex and interrelated fields of design, planning and development. We're talking new eco-cities that are about community and a life worth living. On a practical level, this is about shaping our cities and towns, and all this is now happening in South Australia. So let's find out what's happening and why. Tim Horton joins us now from our Adelaide studio. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Alan.
Your new job is about keeping a watchful eye and offering creative solutions to the development of just Adelaide, or does it extend to all of South Australia?
To all of South Australia. It's a role within the state government, and it looks across the South Australian landscape.
This is the first job of its kind in Australia, I understand. Why is it needed? What makes it important at this time in this country?
It's a good question. I think most of us are familiar with, and I've heard interviews before on your program, Alan, with probably the nearest and closest cousin to the commission, which is perhaps the government architects' offices in the various states. And that is a role which is done in different ways in the various states, but it's a built environment design advisory service to government. The Integrated Design Commission takes that and, if you like, vamps it up a bit, providing a multidisciplinary design advisor to government. The idea behind it is that the commissioner, such as myself, is effectively not a public servant. By having a commission from the governor, it's an advisory role that sits alongside but outside of the government system. And I guess the other import in the role is that it's a recognition that cities are more than really just about the good design of buildings and the built environment, but in actual fact they are in themselves an ecosystem. And so they have a range of influences which all can be influenced by good design.
Well, let's look more at the ideas you are working with. What is integrated thinking?
Well, it's a good question. In some ways, I guess we're familiar with the idea of, you know, good design or design excellence, and that's crucial in our cities to make them sort of vibrant places. The built environment is often understood through the products and the outcomes that are generated. That is the buildings in the public realm. If you take a slightly more integrated approach to design, then the lens can consider a wider set of influences like culture and identity and the social factors like the quality of life of our cities and the life of opportunities that our cities give us. Some of the environmental factors that play on cities, and even it goes so far as to say that we can't ignore the economic and the governance factors that play on our cities. So part of that, bringing that design thinking role to government, is also questioning sometimes some of the issues of governance which in the past have prevented, not enabled, good outcomes.
You're bringing design thinking to government, and design thinking is something we're always talking about on this show. Why do you think design needs to be given a higher profile?
Do you know, I think it's, if I can be semantic, it's not so much a higher profile, but it's just bringing it forward in the process. I guess, particularly here in South Australia, the dialogue has often been the wrong way around. We've generally entered fairly contested space in the cities when we talk about and focus on development, and perhaps we do that without the context of planning and design behind it. So I guess one thing the Commission's keen on doing, something I'm keen on doing, is foregrounding design, not necessarily to lift its profile, but certainly to bring it ahead in the process. There's a very interesting thinker in Europe who has done some research around, in some ways, the dangers of not designing a project before we announce it. And this is a question, I guess, for government, that when we announce projects, generally the preconditions for their success or failure are set. And often that's because we haven't brought a design lens early enough into the process. Having that capability early on, I think, considers that divergent set of factors that architects and others are perhaps more gifted at doing. And it builds in a sense of accuracy and totality into a project scope before a minister runs off and has the opportunity to announce it.
The position that you now hold as Commissioner for Integrated Design, it actually has an interesting beginning. It came out of the South Australian Government's project where a thinker in residence spends time thinking. And it was a recommendation of the US architect Professor Laura Lee.
The Thinkers in Residence program, I think, is a very, very good initiative. One or two thinkers are brought to South Australia. They are recognised as global leaders in their field. And from that, I'm reliably told by a few of them, they spend very little time thinking. They are often working so fast they don't have a chance to. But they work certainly with partners within the South Australian government, that is working with government agencies, and also other partners such as the Institute of Architects, the Design Institute of Australia, but others as well in the private sector. And drawing together the various actors in their specific field, coming up with some sort of, you know, collaborative sense of reform. And Laura Lee was remarkable at doing this. She worked with 15 partners. At the time, I was the president of the Institute of Architects in South Australia, so I had the opportunity to work quite closely with Laura. And it was a very successful program, out of which was generated a recommendation for an integrated design commission.
On ABC Radio National, this is By Design, and I'm Alan Saunders in conversation today with Tim Horton, the first Commissioner for Integrated Design, an appointment of the South Australian Government. Links on our website. Tim, how difficult is your new job? What are the major challenges?
The major challenges, I guess, are unpicking some of the barriers which in themselves have been so rehearsed over so many years and through no fault of any one agency or individual, but they have become almost an embedded part of the process. So the opportunity is to rethink process quite often, and it's less about bringing something to bear on a specific project, and that's actually often questioning the processes that we use in order to arrive at that outcome. I'm enormously gifted and supported in that there is an enormous sense of support within the government down here for a new approach to problem solving. So I'm learning after around 16 weeks in effectively the public sector that it makes the job a lot easier if you have the high level support, and certainly at the level of the Premier and the Cabinet, vast levels of support and encouragement for projects which the state are taking on. We have a large capital works program down here focused largely around social and utilities infrastructure. And there's enormous support to use all of those projects really to demonstrate a whole new way of thinking. That high-level government support means that there's an enormous range of champions within the government agencies and the private sector who are beginning to get on board. And perhaps that's just worth explaining a little bit, is that we have a role that works really in three dimensions. It is a role in working vertically across the tiers of government, horizontally across the agencies down here, and also outwards to industry. So it's bringing all of those actors together in a fairly sort of three-dimensional way.
Yeah, how do you see Adelaide as a city? I mean, where is it now in the life cycle of a city?
Very good question. As you know, cities tend to have an ebb and flow about them, and Adelaide for probably the last 5 years has been building to a tipping point. And so it's just come at the right time, I think, for us to focus on Adelaide as a city, and certainly Greater Adelaide, which is projected to grow 560,000 people over the next 30 years. We stand at the cusp of what is projected to be, in some ways, the second mining boom. And we're looking at ways to leverage, I guess, the benefits of something like a mining boom back into the city.
Talking about leveraging, how much power do you have to make changes or to lobby for them?
It's probably more the latter. It's a level of influence, I think, that you're empowered to exert rather than necessarily power. I should explain that within the commission, which is really only an agency of eight people that sits within Premier and Cabinet, I work very closely with the newly appointed government architect, Ben Hewitt. And between both of us, I guess we plan to adopt a pincer manoeuvre at times when need be. I in my role, report to the Premier, and Ben Hewitt, in the role of government architect, reports through the Chief Executive.
And just very, very quickly, are we talking about fast change, or are we talking about something that will take a generation?
I think some of the outcomes are probably about that generational time frame, but I'm already seeing and surprised by and incredibly enthused by the speed at which change can occur. You know, if I can just quickly mention one project where...
Very quickly.
A very large site in Adelaide, which was to really be bulldozed and start again for effectively a tech park, has been able to be adaptively reused to the point where the commission is also then helping to frame the curriculum for some of the skills that will be working on the site to look forwards into the generation of the next generation of trades.
That's good news. Tim Horton, Commissioner for Integrated Design South Australia, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Links to Tim's work on our website at abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. That's also the place to go if you want to listen to this or any of our stories, and it's where you can share your thoughts with us. The show is produced by Jan Ryan and Mark Waitley. This week, the sound engineer was John Diamond, and I'm Alan Saunders.